This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:07 in the morning of April the 9th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I've lost one of my chat pack people on the chat pack because Ruth Angel is sitting right here with me.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Ruth. And what a beautiful day this is. Linda is... That cough she had has come down to pneumonia. So she got her in bed she's not, you know, laying there gasping or anything like that, but she is under the weather, that's for sure. So anyway, Ruth is coming in today and then I'm off, Thursday and Friday, but Ruth and Kurt Large are going to be here. That's right. Well, I can't think of better people to have in here than you two. You've been on the station as long as Linda and I have.
Well, we started when you guys started
the first week.
Yeah,
the first week.
Gosh, Kurt and I just can't believe we've been doing this that long. We never thought we would be doing it that long, but we like.
I didn't think both of you would still be alive this long. The way you two, thought there'd be, you know, there's fists are flying and all that.
We definitely have differences of opinion.
Oh, well, you know what? That's what makes for great radio and for great, you know, that's what makes for great life too. And speaking of great, here's Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, telling us what's going on Wall Street.
Good morning, Carl and Ruth. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are advancing this second day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points at 16,283. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1853. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 14 points at 4,127. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, La Quinta Holdings down 35 cents at 16.65, Bank of America off 4 cents at 16.41, Alcoa up 42 cents trading at 12.95 per share. For local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric off 36 cents at 44.25, PepsiCo up 32 cents at 83.79, AT&T down 19 cents at $35.08. In the Treasury Department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.70%. And for commodities, gold is down $6 an ounce at $1,302. Silver off 32 cents at $19. And crude oil up 16 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on at 708-808-908 in the morning, Monday through Friday. And I tell you what, just listening to Susan and every one of them, Chris and Steve and Josh and Kathy, they all get the same thing. They know what they're talking about retirements, IRAs, annuities. Give them a call, 243-7561. I promise you, you will be happy you've done that. 243-7561. Visit them on Park Marina Drive. Weather today, Bad Bob?
Sunny skies, highs in the 80s today, and overnight lows in the 50s, and temperatures will continue to moderate right around the low to mid 80s. Currently in Reading, we have 53 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
Could you be a little warmer when you talk about that? I mean, you're sounding very, you know, kind of giving that little oomph, you know, like, oh.
Could you define?
Oof. No, not really.
Okay.
Lots of excitement for the hot weather.
I can define them very low. I tell you what, with hot weather coming on, I am so happy that I have a Sleep Number mattress in bed. You've got one. You've 55. Got, and yours is what, 55?
55.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a grown up now.
Oh, my Sleep Number setting's 35. But it doesn't make any difference because it's been clinically proven, the sleep number beds to help your back and your, and, you know, ankles and spinal alignment. Consumer Reports mattress of the year. It's rated number one. You know, the dual air technology. So you and your hubby, I mean, does he have the same number?
He has, he's a little bit higher than I am, but he had back surgery twice. And okay. We sought out the sleep number just because of his back surgery. And it has, you know, he's not had any problems since then. So, and that's been quite a few years, 15 years.
Wow. I mean, you know, see, and that's it. It's made in America. It's got a, you know, long-term mattress.
Yeah, and you know, you replace parts and that sort of thing because they allow you to do that. And
that's
mattress
right. Part of the warranty. That's it. And you know what? Right now, at your sleep number store, you can get Queen mattresses starting at just $699 right now and save $300 on the all-new C4 Queen mattress set. That's $300 right now. Head on down to your sleep number store. It's in the Target Shopping Center. The address is 1315 Churn Creek Road, but see Brian and Janice, and they will, I tell you what, they will absolutely put you in the right bed. Give them a call at 223-2300, sleep number. All right. You know, a bunch of things have happened, you know, on, you know, Turtle Bay. They got the petitions. They got turned in 7,000 signatures. Should be interesting. I think they needed 4,600.
Yeah, it should be very interesting. And I think the voters will rise to the occasion and, vote to have the sale go through. And I think that people really need to understand the entire state of California and the status of all these cities in California, having just seen an article out of L.A. that basically said that L.A. is a poverty factory. And how that affects us in the North State is that our tax money is going to fund L.A., Los Angeles, and the Los Angeles Unified School District. Now, it's Doug McIntyre wrote an article, and I think it was April last week, and the mayor of Los Angeles sat in front of a group of economists that are charged with putting the numbers together. And Dan Fagan talked about this last night. In fact, read a lot of the particular points of this article. But the usual suspects in the fact that they don't have any job growth is the permitting process and the local governments. The cities themselves are so restrictive about these businesses. They've lost the aerospace industry. They've lost the automobile industry.
They're losing the movie.
Hollywood.
They're losing the movie industry.
That's
the movie
right.
industry is going to New Mexico, Louisiana,
Texas.
I think, and a lot of the, in fact, a lot of their special effects have moved up into, believe it or not, Canada.
Yes, Canada.
And I mean, hook, line. I mean, they've moved the whole studios up there because we've know people in the industry that's what they do, and they all have moved to Canada.
Well, not to get off this track, but yeah. How many movies have you seen lately where you have foreign actors? You have actors from Australia, you have actors from Britain. I went and saw Noah, and they're all either Australian or British actors. And I thought to myself, you know, we do have the ability to have. There are a lot of American actors that, you know, I just, you're not seeing them in films.
Well, and it's mm-hmm. not just the American actors. It's the fact that they've taken all the production, which is the money of it, and moved it.
Right.
And Weinstein, who is one of the big producers down there, one of the big Obama supporters, all of them saying, oh, we need more tax breaks. We need more tax breaks from California so we can keep the movie industry here. Why? We're moving every other industry out of California because of no tax breaks and all the things you said. And L.A. being the poverty center, that it's foreign poverty. And people talk about, well, we get much more money back in Shasta County than what we pay out. Well, you know what? I'm not sure that's true. But it's one thing to have a county with 100,000, 150,000 people in it, and you're fighting this battle. And I want to talk about that in a few minutes. But it's another one. You've got millions of people.
Well, in the article, it says that they're importing poverty with these sanctuary city laws. And Berkeley North is doing the same thing with their sanctuary cities. Same thing with San Francisco. So they're talking about importing poverty. And 80% of the students going to Los Angeles Unified School District are getting subsidies. Subsidies for their lunch and meals. Now, I have no problem, you know, with the kids eating and that sort of thing. But we're all paying for that.
and how many of them are supposed to be here. And the other thing, too, that before we take our break is, you know, editorial in the paper, and it comes out, all of a sudden we've got measles cases. And while we take a shot at our people here that say, hey, I don't believe in giving my kids, you know, immunized for one reason or another, how many of the cases from whooping cough and all these others are coming in from people that are here illegally?
Well, yeah, Philippines, I mean, they won't, China,
well,
there's a whole...
It, yeah, it's just not Mexico. How many of them are coming in that are having this disease, are bringing in as we're starting to see more examples of it? How many of them are homegrown? Our
right.
kids,
right.
natural, I mean, you know, American citizens, or how many of them are here illegally that this is just something they brought with them? We'll be right back after these messages. I'm with Ruth Angel. Yeah, Sonny, Ruth is here. Yes, it'll be a fun 2 hours. We'll be right back. Good morning, Max. Good morning, Onion Grower. The people are coming through in here and jumping in the chat room. Carl Bott, Ruth Angel. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you hear the report that...
Once upon a midnight period, what was something in my head? I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Redding. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Redding Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free.
Yeah, Eva!
I feel like shaking my mariachi's welcome back.
I saw you in sombrero and red heels one day.
There you go. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Ruth Angel. Ruth's standing in with me today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to help. Amazing Foods for Life, that gluten-free mixes that you can get that's being made right here in a gluten-free facility right here in Redding. It's spreading throughout the nation. Anything you can think of, they've got at Orchard Nutrition. I can tell you what. You go down to Cypress Square Shopping Center or give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, it's your center for a healthy lifestyle. Now, on the 19th at Benton Air Park, it's that time of the year again. Young Eagle flights, kids fly free. That's right. Local pilot members of North Valley EAA Chapter 157 invite kids 8 to 17 to bring a parent or guardian and come for a Young Eagle flight. You have to go to the Hillside Aviation at Benton Air Park on the 19th at 8:30 and sign up, and they get little, like, Young Eagle cards and all types of things. They get to fly.
You know, I never thought cool. My grandson wants to be a pilot.
Well, this would be a great time for him to go to it. Okay, we're talking about, in LA and it's kind of a senator. It's kind of a petri dish of unemployment and poverty.
Well, before you go on from that, one of the things that they mentioned in that article from the Los Angeles Unified School District, David Binkle, he talked about the 80% of the students enrolled in that district's qualifying for free or reduced price lunches, and that these students are throwing away $100,000 worth of food a day, totaling $18 million of taxpayer dollars a year going down. And that's our money.
And this is not the first time we've read about things like that. Now, the reason that you're hearing the mariachi music is that what's happened today? That's right. What big thing has happened today in the state of California? And the first person that calls in will get 2 tickets to the rodeo. The Red Bluff Roundup Rodeo, either Friday or Sunday, either the 18th or the 20th of this month. And if you don't want it, you can still call in at 605-4567. What has happened today that is, officially the status today has happened?
How California has changed.
California has changed. So.
I know.
Give me a call. No, you can't. come on. Anybody, 605-4567. Okay. Let's go back to, I know you've got a bunch of other stuff here. I want to go to thing here. It's an article, an opinion piece from John Ertle who wrote, are local leaders ready to lead?
And, we've had 4 surveys. And this article refers to the surveys about the air quality in Shasta and the health, the well-being of people in Shasta County.
Yeah, how they feel about themselves.
This actual survey was done in 2011. So we've had 3 other surveys that were bad and represented Redding in our area in a bad light after. But this particular question, are local leaders ready to lead? I thought it was pretty unfair, actually.
The article itself?
I thought that they were very critical over Mayor Bassetti's response to that survey.
Do we have a winner?
He was not able to answer the question.
Oh, but he wants the tickets anyway.
Well, I was going to give you the option.
Okay. He gets the tickets.
Okay.
But I'd like to have the answer. Okay, but you can have the tickets. Okay, going back. So I think, frankly, that it was fine for Mayor Bassetti
thought he would.
And
that's
say,
his responsibility.
Hey, you know what? And they said, well, you're part of the, you're not a professional politician. Well, guess what? Our city council should not be. Isn't that the idea? They get paid $500 a month. You can't live on that. A professional means that's what you do for a living.
Right.
Our city council are not professionals. Do you want but our board of supervisors should be. They're getting paid $50,000 a year. That's higher than the average wage in Shasta County. That should be their full-time job.
Well, let's put it this way, Carl. The bottom line is that Mayor Bassetti is the only one that stepped up and talked about the survey and called them on being just just call them on the facts related to the article, and no supervisor did. None of the supervisors, not the one in the Reading district, not any of the supervisors who had an opportunity to challenge it or talk about it. No one's done that other than Mayor Bassetti. And I got to give him credit for that because, you know, we live here. And the bottom line is that we do love this area. We're very proud of this area. And this company that did the survey they have something to gain by it. So they
yeah, and that's what we were talking about. That's, yeah. It's health ways, and this is what they
that's
do.
Right. This is what they come
they
in
make
the cities
people
and
feel good. Yeah, and even though you can say it's a scientific thing, they're, you know, a scientific survey, you don't know exactly the questions and then how they drew it down. But even if it was scientific, the bottom line is this. The Record Searchlight took an opportunity to bash. And then the first time out. And then the second time out said, well, you know, there are a lot of good things about renting. And that is absolutely true. Now, but going back to John Ertl's place, are leaders ready to lead? There, you know what? I truly believe our leaders need a new mindset. And I'm talking about the county board of supervisors, and I'm talking about the city council. They need to take a real good look and start aiming a lot higher. Just like you said, in L.A., why are all the people leaving? And what were the two of the main things you said was, or the businesses and why it was poverty? The amount of the fees, all the things you have to leap through, all the grommets you have to leap through
local
to get
government
local
repelling
government growth. And all this. Where is our businesses open sign? Where do you see any ideas? I mean, that's why I asked Heidi Hall yesterday. Okay, anybody can say, oh, we need to bring in more business. Okay, Heidi, how would you do that? Well, she did have something. Broadband. You bring broadband in. Imagine if we had a huge, huge broadband cable that came up here to Reading that businesses, technology could come into and plug into.
Well,
paid for by whom?
Yeah.
Well, okay. But look at this.
By the folks in L.A.?
No. No, it would be, you know what? If they, you know, it's somewhere out there. Maybe it's in Sacramento. Who knows where it's at? But to get it here, well, maybe this is something, and this is not my idea. This is a gentleman here over, a friend of mine named Eric who's told me this, that what about this having this, you know, having the big broadband brought in here? Maybe we do have to pay for that. But so what? If that brings us tons of jobs, it brings us hundreds of jobs, cause now people can, in the software industries and all this, can plug in.
But, my problem with that is that we can't, the super train, the bullet train, that's not even slated to go past Sacramento.
I'm not talking about bullet train.
No, but I'm talking about we don't even have the infrastructure to do something like that. And we're talking about putting a cable down?
No, they've got cables everywhere. I'm talking about a broadband cable that it's like Charter except on steroids. I mean, that you can use for all the, can't you?
Bringing up a large high-capacity fiber cable, fiber optic,
yes,
would be one thing.
That's what I'm talking
the
about.
The devil is in the details. The final mile between that cable and the businesses, the homes. You're talking about a city that is spread out over 60 square miles. You're talking an awful lot of infrastructure to get that signal, the final mile, into the homes and residences, and that's a lot of money.
Does it have to go into the homes and residences, or could it go to one place where you want businesses to
but
be.
To carry that traffic, you need that final mile connection.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you put it into a place where people, like you've got a software development firm that comes in here. And
Stillwater Park.
But you know what? That's exactly right. It goes to Stillwater Park. Now you've got people that can come in there, they can get businesses in there, they can do all these things. This is not my idea. But it sounded good to me, because if we're going to do something, we need to start thinking outside the box.
Absolutely.
And do our leaders, have we heard any ideas like this? You know, we're selling, you know, as much as I disagree with John Ertl on almost everything, what he's saying and what other people are starting to say is we need some leadership in there that's going to be looking outside the box on how we're going to do things.
But isn't that the part of their political campaigning? I'm an out-of-the-box thinker. And, you know, people are voting for, what we have at our Reading City Council is, they don't even talk to each other. They call each other liars. It's the most dysfunctional group I've ever seen.
Well, That's what I'm talking about, though. I mean, I don't want them all to agree. Okay, frankly, you know, some people, you know, if you know one person is going to vote a certain way all the time, at least you know that. But, you know, the infighting, instead of, you know, I get a feeling that they'd rather take a shot at each other now and then than to help what's going on in the city.
And you're so right about that. I just think that interest-based negotiations is the key to their functioning as a group. And, I look at Missy MacArthur questioning Gary Cad's water interest.
In a written statement during the city council. And what is this?
Exactly. And I have to say, the only information I get about the water is from Gary Cad, not from her.
I'm not sure if we should be punishing people for going to meetings and learning more about things
that are government related and that your constituents are interested in. I'm like, oh my God.
And then have the editor of the paper call him a pugnacious, person who lives in a fantasy land. I mean, where is that about rancor? And this is the same paper that had articles about the rancor, you know, and city council and all that. I mean, I find it just amusing sometimes. Anyway, hey, we got to run. We got more guests coming in, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by, that's right, Indwellings and our friends, the Abrahams down there. This is such a great furniture store and more. Art objects, wall coverings, floor coverings. You know, they're expanding. I'm telling you what, you cannot say enough about Dilgish and Andrea Abraham and what they're doing. They're at 1760 California Street, right downtown. And they are some of the people, she says, art is in the water of Reading. This is a person that believes in Reading and is putting her money where her mouth is. You see a lot of people, poking fingers, but they're not investing. They're not doing things. But I tell you what, they are an indwelling. 1760 California Street, across from Jack's. All right, we'll be right back. Ruth Angel and myself, and we have our Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week. We'll be right back.
April 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
I mean, when you've got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved,
you award world champion points,
and you pay the highest purse.
Well, I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Rob Hope Bank Day. Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Holyoke on the Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Love is chopping jukebox last night.
Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bart and Ruth Angel. My buddy Ruth. Linda's down. Pneumonia. So we're going to, and I'll be leaving, I'll be out of pocket here for the next couple of days too. So Ruth and Kurt. Ruth and Kurt will be here for the next couple of days too.
Yeah, we're going to be here. Everybody's going to get sick of us.
You know what? If you've never heard Ruth and Kurt Largent, Ruth Angel and Kurt Largent, you're going to have your chance here. And, they do an outstanding job. And, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I tell you, Leonard and his associates have got the finest selection of estate jewelry that you're ever going to see. And not only that, but loose stones, opals, diamonds. He's got a special conduit back to Israel somehow. I'm not sure how he does this.
I like him. I like him a lot. I actually
he's a straight shooter, huh?
I used him based on your recommendation, and he was great.
He's a straight shooter, and yeah. I tell you what, you know, and you can have great conversations with him, too. Plus, they have the only trained watch repairman in all of Reading right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call, 222-2750. Stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive. So, Tim Scarborough.
Good morning.
Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
It must be Wednesday. You know, I always can count on you. Wednesday. There's other things, you know, I have certain days I count on people, you know, that are being here. Like today, right. You're here on every Wednesday at 7:30 with a new business.
That's
a new
right.
local business.
That's
so
right.
So what's our latest one here?
All right. This morning we got Robert Hansen, owner of Ambassador Limousine. And, he's been a member of the Chamber for some time and definitely very involved with the Chamber of Commerce. But, he's got some, nice vehicles and, anyway, good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Super. Now, you have, but your kind of your byline here is traditional elegance.
Right, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the vehicles you have.
The vehicles we have, well, like it says, traditional elegance. Our flagship is our stretch limousine, 8 passengers. It's a Lincoln Town Car. It's your traditional limousine. And that's what we strive to be, is we want to be part of an event, not the focus of an event. When we do a wedding, we want people to notice the bride getting out of a beautiful car, not, hey, a car. You know, we don't want to stand out like that, but we want to make it
special.
Or
why would she appear in a car like that? You know, that kind of thing. You want her to be kind of a, it's kind of like a diamond bracelet. You know, you don't want it to be too flashy.
Exactly.
You just want it to be expensive, but people notice.
Right.
Well, I actually, when I was a kid, we always thought about, you know, when we grew up, getting a ride in the limousine. Apparently, the kids are doing it nowadays a lot. But Yes. But it's always been really special for me to ride in the limousine, and I feel so special, and so it's part of the evening. But like taking a limousine to the River Romance Cruise, mm-hmm. What an awesome Mother's Day gift, you know, with your mother, your father, and
oh, yeah.
to get onto yeah. the River Romance Cruise, who, and they're part of the Chamber of Commerce also.
That's right.
But what a special, you know, evening.
Yeah, so you've got things in here that you can take people down to the Giants and A-game.
That's
the
right.
Athletics
that's
games.
One of our newest things we just rolled out. It's a special package for going down to AT&T Park or to the Coliseum, and it's up to 8 people. What it boils down to is about $45 an hour plus the gratuity, just to take 8 people down to the game. You don't have to worry about the parking. You don't have to worry about the driving, the tolls. We take care of all that. You just get the tickets, and you have a good time. You can tailgate the whole way down, basically.
So you can bring food and libations in with you.
That's
adult
correct.
Beverage.
Well, then if you're doing the Giants and A's games, are you going to be doing the 49ers and the Raiders game?
Yeah, that other team across the bay.
The Raiders game. Now, yeah. For the Raiders games, do you have like an armored vehicle yeah. that you take down there?
No, we'll have a second car with a couple of machine gunners in there.
I understand that the Raiders, their teams, you know, are going to have some problems in their communication because under the federal orders that felons can't be more than 2 or 3 of them in one spot at one time, so how can you have a huddle? Okay, just one.
Careful now. I'm a Raider fan here, so but oh, really? I agree with everything that you've said. Okay.
Frankly, I don't see the gun you're carrying. Then, you know, if you're a Raider fan,
it's well hidden.
Okay. All right. Hey, Robert, how'd you get into this? How'd you get into this type of
thing? I actually started driving for a friend of mine a few years ago. He had a company, and then an opportunity came along to buy a car, so we did, and I actually partnered with him, and then we just discovered that we had different management styles, and so we decided, my family and I went out on our own, and we started Ambassador Limousine. But it's something I had thought about when I was younger, always thought it would be a neat business to own, just to be able to drive people around, and you're kind of dealing with people at their happiest. They're out celebrating most of the time. But that way you can deal with people on a good day.
There's something, you know, they're happy at the beginning of the night.
Then they get married.
You take the fire hose and clean out all the remains of what's happened that night. Proms, you know, Ruth, you were talking about this. Proms, you know, so many kids are taking limos to proms. I mean, this is how much it's changed since I was a kid.
Too.
I mean, if I had money for the Volkswagen, you know, and a Corsage, you know, that was a big thing. But now kids are spending hundreds of dollars on their, if not thousands, on proms. Yeah. So do you get a lot of business during prom night?
We do. Actually, and it's feast or famine. The same day will sell out like that with all of the, limo companies here in town. But the nice thing about it is parents are kind of, it gives them a sense of security that somebody is watching out for their kids. When we do a prom, we actually have a separate contract that has to be read, understand, and signed by both the kids getting in the car and their parent or guardian.
Saying they can't drink and all that?
No drinking, no smoking, no illegal conduct, anything. And it's
no sticking your hands out the windows.
Exactly, no hanging out the windows. Yeah, it's just, and it's very comprehensive. We have an itinerary. We don't go to, you know, your buddy Fred's house, you know, just on a whim, and then everybody comes out smelling different than they went in.
And
we
what
don't
do you do if the kids, if somebody misbehaves, even an adult?
Then we have the right to just stop everything right there. They either go back to where we picked them up, or we actually have the right to just say, nope, okay,
pull over and call the parents.
Yep.
The parents. You can't kick them out of the car, right?
Well, technically you could, but we
don't. It's never happened.
It's never happened. Knock on simulated wood there.
I'm not even going to talk about that one either. Okay. So this is the Ambassador Limousine. And so do you find that what's the strangest one you've had? I don't care if it's in the last year or 10 years.
Oh.
What's the strangest group you've had?
But
the next thing is, if I was in it, go to your second strangest.
Group. Yeah, that office party. I think probably one of my most memorable. And it's not as racy as somebody might think, but one of my most memorable trips was I was taking a group of ladies up on a wine tour. We went to a couple of local wineries. And so, of course, they're sampling wine the whole time. And as we're coming back into town, or actually out of town, we were driving. It was right when they had the Happy Valley fire a couple of years ago. And we saw the smoke. While they were in the winery, I had checked out to see what the smoke was, so I knew. And so I hear them talking behind me. And they're saying, oh, wow, what's that smoke from? And they're trying to guess. I had turned on. Well, that's from the Happy Valley fire. Dead silence. And all of a sudden I hear one of them whisper, he can hear us.
Can you hear people?
I can. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Can you see them? I would have thought that you could.
No, we don't. I can't see them, but I can definitely hear them. And a lot of people, that's one of the biggest misconceptions about is that that's soundproof. It's not.
It's all on videotape anyway, right?
Oh, well,
man.
To the right.
Now I'm regretting one particular limo ride.
How long is that statute of limitations? I mean, 3 years, five, seven? I mean, you can hear everything?
Most everything. If the divider's
look at
up,
Tim Scarborough is turning red. Why is he turning red, Tim?
I'm really embarrassed now. I'm just thinking about. Anyway. I don't even want to go there.
Well, we won't. Just keep those checks coming.
Okay. Well, you know, you do wine tours, brew bounce, down to football and baseball games, kids' birthdays, weddings, all of it.
Yep.
All of it.
Airport run.
Yeah. How much for the airport run?
Sacramento for the sedan, which, you know, seats up to four people, three comfortably, is a $390 round trip. To do the limo, that's up to eight passengers. You could do $690 for the round trip. That covers leaving and coming back.
Okay, so that's round trip then.
Mm-hmm. And that's not on a schedule, so it's on your schedule, whatever you've got, the red eye.
But you need
flyer.
Eight people though, right?
You don't need eight people now.
You just pay $690.
It's $690 no matter how many people in the limo.
In the limo.
Oh, okay. I mean, the limo goes for $690.
Right.
So if you pay it, you could have eight people in it, mm-hmm. that split that $690.
Exactly.
Though, right? They don't all pay $690.
Right. It's not per person.
And then, but if you're coming back, nobody's come back the same day, you'll still drive down there and pick them up and drive them back?
Yeah.
Even if it's only one of them?
Even if it's only one.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, that could work out too. Okay. Robert Hansen, and how do people get a hold of you, Robert?
Well, the easiest way is our phone, 268-5466 or 268-LIMO. And then we also have our website, ambassadorlimousine.net.
Just remember, if you take nothing else out of today's talking about our business of the week, is that the driver can hear anything you say when you're in the limo.
Yeah.
Or
I just, you know what,
or
that
two.
Just really, did you see everybody just went, oh.
I'm going to be careful from
just
now
everybody
on.
Just went, oh, because they remember things that have happened in limos. Oh, he could hear this.
Well, if they can remember it, it probably wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, this is great. Hey, thanks a lot. You know what? This is another, Tim brings in somebody new every week. And it's anywhere from health foods to sharing offices to limousines. It's interesting for me and for all of us to learn about the new businesses here in town. And you want to stay local, buy local, you know, do everything local here as possible.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, Tim, thank you very much.
Thanks, Carl.
Ruth Anger and I will be back in about 3 minutes. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event. A salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin, so give us a call right away.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training, 999-1822, or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:50 on April the 9th right here in River City. 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. I can't say enough about them. I use their services, Linda and I do, and we've never, ever had a problem that they cannot fix and make you feel really good because they've been over there helping you. What can I say? 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, any type of heating and cooling system. It's getting hot out there. You want them to come out and start checking your cooling systems. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right, we gave you a chance. Something happened today that it's official in California. Do we have a drum roll? We don't have a drum roll. Do you have a drum roll? We have to put a drum roll out there that we can get into. Okay. So think of that as something. Okay. Let's ring the bell.
Santa.
Okay. Yeah, I know. That's the only bell I have. But I'm going to have Bob, while he sits here not doing anything for 2 hours, find bells and all this kind of stuff and, you know, and just have little sound things. He can just push a button and it happens. Yeah. Today, Ruth, you tell us.
Well, today we are officially, if you are Caucasian, we are in the minority in California.
That's right. If you're a non-Hispanic Caucasian, we are now a minority. If you're a cock, as we say, a Caucasian, you are now
in the minority. Yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah.
Since probably, what, 1700s?
I don't know since maybe. When, but, you know, this California has been predominantly, I guess the minority or the majority was Caucasian, and now we are in the minority.
And you know what? Does that mean affirmative action for me?
Well,
I want everything that I want have coming. I want it all.
I got to tell you.
I want special. And now that leads us to something else.
Yeah. In 1996, Proposition 209, we banned, state of California banned affirmative action. And there, I don't know if many people knew this, but there was an effort to bring back affirmative action, an affirmative action constitutional amendment. It was Senate Constitutional Amendment number 5, and that was to restore affirmative action. And the reason behind that was that the public colleges, they wanted to bring it back because a lot of the Black and Latino students were having difficulty getting into public colleges. And as this bill was going through the legislature, the Asian American lawmakers said, "Whoa, wait a minute. Our constituents, we have 40% of our students going to the public school systems, said, we're not going to support this." So at first they were all together to get this thing going through and get this amendment going through. And so their constituents said, wait a minute. Our kids are going to these public school systems and now we're out. We're not supporting that. And so now you have the Asian American Democrat legislature and the Black and Latino caucuses fighting or pitted against each other in this, because last week it didn't pass. So they weren't able to change the constitution.
But that's led to other things too though, because the Asian caucus, Hispanic caucus, the Black caucus, is there a white caucus?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering.
I don't think so.
There should be because now they're a minority group.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that you've got Ted Lieu, who was running for Congress, who the Black and Latino constituent or legislator backed away from him and his support for Congress. And then you have the
really?
Bill.
Yeah. Because of this. So now there's infighting among the Democrats.
Exactly.
Well, that's good.
And then they had AB 2013, which was to expand electric vehicles in the carpool lanes, and so that was expected to go through. It was sailing through, no fights, no problems, and so you had the Black and Latino caucus back out of that, surprisingly enough.
So they backed out of that because?
They backed out of that because that was something that was supported
by the Asian American legislator
caucus, and I thought that that was pretty interesting. Of course, they're not really saying that that's why they backed out of it, But
they're not saying they're getting even.
Yeah, I think bottom line is that everybody kind of feels
well,
that.
Well, you know what? I think everybody's starting to see that, you know, there's only so much, you know, so much pie on the plate there. Let's go to the phones. Charles. Good morning, Charles.
Something's on the agenda for the College Board of Trustees.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me on that. Tell us what that is. This is Shasta this is Shasta College Board of Trustees.
Right. Yes. They're considering whether to put in a so-called anti-discrimination policy that would, in effect, make it illegal for Christian clubs, Christian student groups, to elect Christians as their leaders, or to have bylaws that require a certain level of moral conduct amongst their voting members.
Now, does this
saying
is this
that
is,
well, if, you know, if you have these bylaws or if you will only elect these leaders, that's discrimination because, you know, of my orientation or because I don't share the same creed as you do, yada yada.
Does it, but Charles,
similar, yes.
Does this mean is this from groups that accept money from the college, though, or is are these groups that are just, hey, we're a club on campus?
Well, the way this works is, if you're a recognized student group and you want to use campus facilities for a meeting, or you want to advertise in the student paper, or you want to put out your message on the bulletin board,
mm-hmm.
any of the that could be considered a use of
facilities
and a use of funds to the extent that funds have to be
and where this is
for that purpose.
Okay, where this is coming from, there's a college back East Hastings Law School that they said
that's actually the Bay Area.
Or the Bay Area, wherever it's at. And they said that the Christian club there who said you could, you know, they did not accept gays, you know, gays into the club, and they couldn't hold office. And so this went up they said this is discrimination, under the California code, which is everything that you can possibly imagine is in the code. I mean, everything. So if you discriminate against that person, you can no longer have that club on campus. If it accepts money.
They allowed the gay, you know, they allowed gays to attend club meetings. They just couldn't vote in the club, nor could they be in the governance structure of the club itself.
Right.
Otherwise, what you have is a situation where you have people who are completely antagonistic to the mission of a given club, whether it's a Christian
club or
a gay club or whatever, and try to co-opt that organization and totally, you know.
Okay, so Charles, let me get into the meat of this thing. Is tonight the Shasta College Board of Regents is meeting tonight, right?
Right.
And they're going to vote on bringing in this type of law into Shasta College, or this type of directive, so that if you have Christian clubs, theoretically, then none of them would be able to be on campus.
They would not be able to be amongst the recognized student organizations.
Okay.
Because of the
because they would be discriminating against gays or what?
And the same rules can apply to LGBT clubs or to Hispanic clubs or to Islamic awareness clubs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's everybody. That means then you could have a fundamentalist Christian joining the Islamic club.
Or you could have somebody who sympathizes with the Westboro Baptist Church try to join the governance structure of the LGBT club.
Right.
Well, basically, discrimination is the problem. So if they discriminate,
it's the application of the term discrimination to try to squelch any kind of speech or idea that they.
That's the bottom line is if you have a Christian organization.
It's the elimination of diversity in the name of protecting diversity.
Okay. Charles, that was good. We're going to end on that one, Charles, because he's got to run anyway.
All right. Don't put on you.
Okay. Charles sends me emails. It's, you know, it's written in Russian, or not all Russian, but he's got, you know, headlines anyway. But that's going on at Shasta College tonight. I mean, theoretically, you could end almost any club there you know, because we don't want diversity because you don't accept diversity. You know, that was kind of cool the way you said it. Hey, you know what? After we get back from our break, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti is here. The last time Rob was here, he said that the system had broken down, if you remember. I know you listen.
I do.
And so we want to talk to Rob about the system and what we can do to fix the system. If there's, you know, what can we do around our town to fix the system?
It's been a source of discussion for
a lot of people.
On a lot of people every week.
Right. Okay. Carl Bott and Ruth Angel, and we're here at Free Fire Radio, and we'll be back right after the news with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti to talk about what's going on in our town and crime and what we can do to, you know, what can our leaders do? And I think it's time we start really pushing our leaders on these things. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A doctor says some victims of a multiple stabbing at a high school near Pittsburgh have suffered life-threatening injuries. The father of one student telling KDKA-TV he's shocked by the attack.
I would never expect it. That's why I'm out in this community for the last 20 years, is because I wanted a safe environment for my daughter to go to school.
Meanwhile, a lone male suspect has been taken into custody. Also at SRNews.com, the Senate holding a procedural vote at this hour on the bill known as the Paycheck Fairness Act.
The bill seeks to make sure that women get equal pay for equal work at a time when women still earn only 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. Washington Democrat Patty Murray says this has to end.
It is absolutely critical that we do more to eliminate pay discrimination and unfairness in the workplace.
Nebraska Republican Deb Fisher agrees, but she says the Paycheck Fairness Act goes about solving the problem the wrong way.
More government and more lawyers will not lead to more pay for women.
That's why, she says, Republicans want to add amendments to the bill, amendments they say will improve the legislation. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
A heated argument breaks out as the House Ways and Means Committee decides whether or not to refer the matter of IRS official Lois Lerner to the Justice Department.
What is the point of order? What is the gentleman's
Mr. Chairman, point? I have a right for point of order.
Just chill out. What is the gentleman's point of order?
No, follow procedures.
What is the gentleman's point of order?
I'm very chilled out.
In the Indian Ocean, more pings it could be from that Malaysian jetliner, but underwater acoustics expert Dick Hazelwood says the job is far from over.
It's one thing being on the surface and hearing this thing ping, 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 saying, I'm here, help. But it's going to die quite soon. It's well outside its remit already. And then life will get a lot more difficult.
At Wall Street, the Dow's up 60 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
U.S. wholesale prices increased their stockpiles for an eighth consecutive month in February.
The Commerce Department says wholesale businesses boosted stockpiles by 0.5% following a 0.8% increase in January. Sales went up 0.7% in February following a sharp 1.8% decline the month before when severe weather cut into demand. February's gains should encourage businesses to keep restocking their shelves to meet rising demand.
And that is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Authorities say an Iowa State University was seriously injured after a crowd overturned cars and toppled light poles near campus. It happened during an annual university celebration. Police say the crowd began gathering last night at Ames and started throwing rocks and cans. When officers showed up on the scene, some of the crowd overturned at least two cars and knocked down two light poles, one of which struck the person who was injured. This is SRN News. Leaders of Venezuela's opposition have agreed to meet with President Nicolas Maduro's government to discuss ways to defuse the country's political crisis.
Opposition leaders have agreed to an exploratory meeting after being assured by a mission of South American diplomats that the socialist government is open to discussing its proposals for an eventual reconciliation, including an amnesty for jailed opponents and the disarmament of groups loyal to Maduro. It's not clear if the meeting will usher in formal talks after 2 months of violent protests that look likely to continue, but so far pose little threat to Maduro's rule.
That's SRN's Keith Peters reporting. The Connecticut Huskies, national champions in women's college basketball for a record ninth time. Celebration following a 79-58 rout of previously unbeaten Notre Dame last night. Brianna Stewart pacing the Huskies with 21 points. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is hump day, and Carl Bott and Ruth Angel are here. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Ruth and I and Bob and Chief of Police, Rob Paletti, are here today, and we're going to start off the day with Susan Eastman with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Hello, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The market is extending yesterday's advance with a spotlight on the Fed and earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 22 points at 16,278. The S&P 500 is positive 4 points at 1,856. And the NASDAQ Composite is advanced 18 points at 4,132. Some of the day's biggest movers, Ford down 13 cents at $15.97, Alcoa up 56 cents at $13.09, Hewlett-Packard positive 5 cents at 32.5. For local stocks of interest, Target down 41 cents at $61.09. Best Buy off 14 cents, trading at $27.23. Bank of Commerce up a penny at $6.57. Over to commodities, gold is down $2 an ounce at $1,307. Silver off 23 cents at $19. And crude oil up 7 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks a lot, Susan. You know, the best thing about when you start talking about Wells Fargo Advisors is these people are in town. They're, you know, they're in there in the morning. If, when you talk to them, we've had every one of them on our show here, and you realize just how good they are. And if you're talking retirement annuities, I mean, plans they have that you could start when your kid's 15 years old, that by the time they're 60, they're financially independent. Financially independent with something like $2,000 a year you put into it for only 7 years. I mean, it's unbelievable. You need to talk to them though at 243-7561. Bad Bob.
We are looking at sunny skies today. The high near 82 and tomorrow up to 84. Overnight lows will be in the mid 50s and that weather pattern is going to hold for the rest of the week. No rain in sight in the medium range forecast. Currently in Reading, we are looking at 57 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, and they do feature senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, this portion of our show is brought to you by Reading Spray Service. That's right, 20 years in Reading and counting. And if you have pests, weeds, trees that need spraying, they have it. They will take care of your pest. They've got those great commercials about the cockroaches trying to leave town. Too bad we can't do that out on some of our criminals, and we'll be talking about that in a minute. Also, lawn treatments. They do lawn treatments. Hey, wouldn't you like to be able to do that, Chief? Hey, have them check into the Roach Motel. They will check in, but they'll never check out. Okay, 221-3007 is the phone number, and check out readingspray.com. We recommend these guys. They're good. Ruth Angel and I are here today. Linda is down hard with pneumonia, and which came on very suddenly. So, but she's going to be fine. But Ruth is stepping in today, and then I'll be out of pocket in the next couple of days. And Ruth is taking with Kurt Largent are taking over.
That's right, for two more days.
You know what? You know, I'm kind of a little fearful there because you two are so good that you know when I come back, I'll go, "Where's Ruth?"
I know. I don't think
they say where's Linda all the time.
We kind of overstay our welcome a little.
Well, it's when you two start punching each other on the air that I like that. Speaking of liking that, here's Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm still a little tired. You know, these military weekends. I'm getting older. They wear me out a little bit.
Hey, Rob, a lot of things are happening here, as we know. And I'm glad to be able to talk to you a little bit on the break. When we talk about last time you were here, you said the system is broken. Thomas Enkel came in the next week and said the same thing. The system's broken. Well, what are we doing to fix the system then? I mean, is there a plan out there that says, okay, we're having a lot of problems right now. Our home break-ins are up 60%. You know, they may have gone down a little bit, but I remember all the statistics and everybody's getting, you know, I mean, you're starting to see more and more things. You're starting to see, you know, what's being done. And you as our chief law enforcement officer of the city, I mean, you're tuned into all these things, and I know you're a man of ideas, so what's happening?
Well, you know, the Community Corrections Partnership has put together a plan that is and I still say it's testing, but it's trying and evaluating different alternative custody programs. And because now the requirement is that they be evidence-based, meaning the fact that they have to have evidence to show they actually work, rather than just, you know, hey, you know, this sounds like a good idea. We're looking for evidence-based practices that actually show a success rate. Some of those success rates I don't think are as high as we would hope for them to be. But, you know, when you talk about drug rehabilitation, one of the chiefs was talking the other day when I was on a conference call saying that the drug rehabilitation program in Los Angeles County has about a 2% success rate. It goes back to, you know, what we've been talking about a person making a choice to change. And that's the hard part that we're challenged with right now, because sometimes you need the incarceration to be able to convince them to change their life. So the sheriff has done a good job of securing some more bed space, but that's still 4 to 5 years away. So the alternative custody is what we have to work with in the interim. I don't see the state's thought process changing. I don't. Basically, because of the three-judge panel that is telling them that, you know, luckily we got a 2-year. You know, extension,
reprieve.
On releasing more. But, you know, I say the system is broken because in order for a system, in my view, to be functional, we have to be able to process people through that system, and we have to be able to get people to either rehabilitation or punishment. I kind of flippantly said, you know, one day I'm not sure when a criminal became a client and punishment became programs and services, but that's really kind of where we've come in criminal justice. Without the bed space, we're having huge problems getting people through the court system with failures to appear. With the failures to appear and the failure to get them sentenced, they don't get to the rehabilitative programs that are there. So the plan is kind of looking at it from a system perspective, and how do we get them through court? How do we get them through rehabilitation? If they don't, do we have the bed space to be able to accommodate that? Now, right now, the sheriff and, you know, Tom has talked extensively about the problems with Shasta County Jail and the compaction or the capacity issues there. And that's, you're hearing that from sheriffs throughout the state of California. I mean, when you've got LA County with 19,500 beds in the county that has capacity issues and is releasing prisoners, you can see the effect of AB 109 and what it's having on county sheriffs statewide. And therefore that rolls down to police chiefs who are having to rearrest the same people over and over and over for crimes. We can have some big impact on property crimes, especially like burglary, if we get the right people in custody. Because you have some very prolific burglars that if we can keep them in custody and, you know, your rates go down quite a bit. I'm still a little bit concerned on the crime stat side, that we're having an underreporting problem, not as big a decrease as what we're showing, but I can only you know, show statistics on what gets reported to the police department. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about getting people to report their crimes. I understand it's frustrating. Our customer service level is not where I want it to be, but there is an overall plan in the county, you know, to try to.
Who oversees the plan?
The Community Corrections Partnership.
I know, but there must be somebody in charge of that.
It's right? Tracy Neal, the new interim probation chief, is the chairman of that panel.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
She sits on that.
We need to have Tracy on then.
Tracy's, Rob's opinion, Tracy, you know, came here as a deputy probation chief and has had to fill in the role as the interim probation chief. And she is, you know, full of energy and really is doing a lot of, you know, doing very, 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 very well.
I'm
very impressed with her and her can-do attitude with respect to what probation is doing now.
Okay. Well, that's a good start.
It's a good start. And one of the things that we've talked about is undercovering what the meat of it is, because you have Anderson Police Chief who's reaching out to the folks in Anderson to talk about those underreported crimes and those types mm-hmm. of things. And so what you hear on the radio, you hear it on your show, you hear it on Dan Fagan's show, you hear that we don't, the public at large doesn't feel like they're a priority because of the type of, you know, we've got three surveys in the last since 2012, which tell us that, you know, Redding is the worst place to live. I get those from folks that I know in the Bay Area who say, hey, you may want to consider coming back, which I never would. But bottom line is that we want to have the meat to make us feel that we are the priority. And you talked about that plan. What is the plan to make us a priority?
And we'll get to that. As soon as we take this break, Carl Bott and Ruth Angel, our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Poletti.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
243-8400.
How often should you have your carpets cleaned? According to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the people who monitor clean air, water, and other sources of contaminants, you should have your carpets cleaned once or twice a year. If you have children, they should be cleaned every 6 months. You know, it really makes sense. Think about all the places you've walked today. Stores, restaurants, the workplace, public restrooms, parking lots. Imagine the stuff you walk on every day. Things both seen and unseen. And the residue can be in your carpets and rugs. Bacteria, chemicals, pollens, grease, and on. Not to mention the stains and dander from your pets. It costs so little to have Preferred Carpet Care clean your carpets, rugs, and furniture twice a year. They'll even put you on a schedule and call you. You'll feel better. Your home will be healthier, and your home will look so much better. Call for an appointment. Remember the number, 243-8400.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
243-8400.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire. What was that? What was that?
He missed the button.
Every so often, Bad Bob steps on it.
I can't blame that on Windows 8, that the things
that was you.
That was just you.
No, it was my OS X computer, my Mac, that did an odd thing. Okay.
Ever since the beard went away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ruth Angel here today. It is 8:20 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, today from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the people from Oliva Cigars will be in the store to introduce the Padilla. Handmade cigar, handmade in Nicaragua. So head on down there. The rep will also be talking about the Milano, and which was rated the best cigar for 2013 by the Cigar Journal. All is down at Tobacco and Brew. You can get coffee over there or cold drinks at Espresso Joe's. It's just a great place to head on down to. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. That's today from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew. The Olivia Cigar Reps will be there. Okay, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. And you asked one question before you left, before we get to the phones. You asked a question about the... how the meat of it
is. I want to know what the plan is.
Plan. Is this in writing someplace that, I mean, the average citizen can just pull it up and look at it?
Yeah,
it
feels good.
It's on the Shasta County, website, on probation. The board, we form the plan. The plan goes to the Board of Supervisors for approval, and there's a budget that goes with that, with the money that comes from the state to, that they're passing down to the counties to deal with Assembly Bill 109. The compliance team is part of that plan that goes out and checks the supervised, inmates and or super those out on release and make sure that they're complying with what their conditions, what the conditions of their release are. And they also have been working very, very hard. Going out and looking for the Shasta's most wanted to try to send that message that you got to show up to court. And
let me ask a question about that, because there's some rumors going around. Everybody you pick up on Shasta's most wanted list.
Yeah.
Do they stay in jail or they get released?
Yes. And right now.
They stay in jail.
Yes. Yes, they are in jail, and that's actually causing some problems for the sheriff right now, because what the plan originally was is that we would be able to move these people because they've already been sentenced, agreed to what their sentence was, that we could move them through the court process in about 48 to 72 hours. That process is not moving as smoothly as we thought that it would, mainly because most of them have picked up fresh charges as we arrest them for drugs or guns or whatever the case may be, in which case it starts a trial process. Now, my question was, can we sentence them on what they've already been sentenced on? And then
bring them back in.
And then bring them back in.
Because you got them in jail.
And because of concurrent sentencing and a bunch of other legal wrangling, they can't do that. So 45 of them are still sitting in Shasta County Jail, and that's causing a capacity problem for the sheriff again. So right now, we just had our first meeting the other day. We're going to meet again, the probation chief and the courts, myself and the sheriff, met the other day to talk about, how can we deal with the program so that we can, maybe use some GPS bracelets or, especially for those people like that come turn themselves in that might have actually learned their lesson. Maybe we can give them an ankle bracelet and get them out on supervised release.
So you've got probably a significant percentage that I see that people have turned themselves in. Is that right? Once they hit it?
I think the last count was about 17 that have turned themselves in. We release more people every week on Shasta's Most Wanted. We're going to go back and backtrack and re-release some of those that we haven't caught yet. But as of, week before last, we only had about 13 that we hadn't caught already. So the program itself is working. We've got a bunch that have come in on citizen tips A lot of them that the compliance team is going out and, you know, for lack of a better term, hunting and getting into custody. But, no, they have been staying in jail. Some of them, not all the 100-something that we've arrested are still in jail. They've been sentenced and they've gone to, either state prison or, to been sentenced to county jail or been sentenced to some, you know, rehabilitative program that's in
or the DA the or the court, not the DA, but the court has released them. And that could have happened.
A judge does have the authority to release.
So they could take a most wanted, and for one reason or another, they could turn them loose.
They can release them on their own recognizance. That's the judge that does that.
Let's go to the phones here. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Fine. Do you have a question for the chief?
I do, and I'm just going to preface it real quick because I can tie it all into one question. That is, for example, on March the 4th, I had a burglary, and I called into the police station. I was told by the dispatcher, and I quote, officers are only responding to life-threatening situations. So in my mind, I'm thinking, well, the city of Reading is now unprotected unless your life is threatened. What do we do about that as far as just normal citizens? Now, I'm going to fast forward to day before yesterday. In my neighborhood, again, we had two families that had cars broken into, two of them. Now, some people want to report, some don't. I talked to some friends in another neighborhood who just aren't reporting these things. However, people are getting a little disturbed about it. This is my question. You had said that the thing that would help you, and you said this numerous times, Rob, you said this on the radio, newspaper, you name it, that community officers were your number one priority. There was $400,000 found for that purpose. You were excited about it, and staff apparently changed their mind and wanted to use that money for a new police department, which we need. However, we still needed it the many times that you talked about the fact we needed community officers, and that was a priority. That would get us, at your own accounting, four community officers. You could have gone in front of city council and requested that. You could have said, well, I think the money would be better spent. Why didn't you?
Well, I don't know. You know, you guys keep saying that this money was earmarked for community service officers.
I didn't say it was earmarked for anything.
But
it was not.
And quite frankly, the CSOs are still a top priority for the police department. But at the same time, we have to have a building that's healthy and for the officers to work in. Right now, if I have over 3 inches of accumulated snow, I have to evacuate the police department. I don't think that's effective as a building for our law enforcement agency that has to, you know, service our city. It's not that the CSOs aren't a priority, but at the same time, I have to have a building that doesn't have raw sewage flowing down the hallways. So the CSOs are still a priority to me. I think it's important to get them back into the staffing of the Reading Police Department, but we also have a building that's actually functional and safe for the community, for the employees to work in. And right now, with leaking roofs and raw sewage and, you know, structural problems with the building, you know, it kind of forces our hand to make a decision that I would have probably waited on the building and went for more staffing first, but the building's to the point where it forced our hand and we couldn't make that decision.
Yeah, and I can concur with that with all this rain we're getting. But the thing is that, again, that was the problem when you were stating that was your main priority. That issue was still there. You still were getting, as you say, raw sewage. You still were having leaks, but it was still a priority. I was just curious as to why you moved it to priority, and I guess you answered that. Do you know about Nextdoor.com? Do you know about that?
No, I don't.
Nextdoor.com is an internet service that has been put up in the city of Reading where citizens can get on and talk to one another, report suspicious activity, kind of be eyes and ears for the police. I'm surprised you don't know about that. But
I have not heard about it.
Okay, well, anyway, it's Nextdoor.com. You might want to check into it.
I will.
The other thing is that you had made a comment at City Council, and you and I talked about this a little bit after, but when Patrick Jones had made the motion about wanting people who have CCWs that work for the city to be able to carry inside chambers, as we all can, as CCW people who have qualified for that, you made the comment that basically you alluded to the fact that people don't have the proper training who have CCWs, and to me the Second Amendment's pretty clear. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. So I'm curious as to what your real position is on CCWs, because you made the point that you felt your officers had more training and were better equipped.
Well, my officers do have more training.
I understand that.
Okay, so
you asked me
my position. I'll explain my position. I'm for CCWs. I always have been. What I said was that training was 2 days, And that teaches a person one-on-one to defend themselves against somebody that's coming after them. If you're going to authorize city employees to carry in the course of their duties, extra training would be required because now you're working in a confined space and it would mitigate the liability that comes with that for the city. So I think
so
there would be.
So you're talking about it as a liability issue, but still, if a seat, so what you're saying is the training isn't adequate. Well, I'll submit to you that 5 years ago there was a shooting on Cypress Avenue of a young man who was shot, who robbed a bank, and apparently had a BB gun or wasn't even a real gun, but he was nuts. Yeah, he got shot at over 40 times. They only hit him 8 times. So, in a lot of cases, as we look at these different things, I guess the instructors that teach people, aren't adequate. And again, I'm still trying to figure out, how that has to do with anything. If a guy's out driving or a woman's walking to her car and she gets accosted and has a CCW, how is that a confined space? And it isn't advocating arming everyone, but everyone has the right to a CCW who can qualify. We have the right to bear arms.
And a city employee as a private citizen still has the right to get a CCW and carry. It's not about the person. It's about the classification that they're working in at the time, which creates a lot of workplace issues, and those were the workplace issues that I addressed at the time.
I understand, but the thing is that if you're for the Second Amendment, if I can, as a law-abiding citizen, walk into council chambers and carry a CCW, but if I'm a city employee, I can't, I'm not advocating one way or another. I'm just trying to see how, is it okay, what, to just use a shotgun for hunting and have a .22 for plinking? The real deal is these people passed every law as far as being able to handle a CCW. And they should have the right like anyone else. However, you're talking about liability, again, and training. So my question is that how can you be behind CCWs if you don't believe people have enough training to have one?
I didn't say that. I said that in their classification as a city employee, it becomes a workplace issue, not a Second Amendment issue. They still have a right as a private citizen to carry a CCW if they meet the qualifications.
Okay, and Terry, we're past our break time.
Thank you very much.
You bet, Terry. You've got your questions in, and I hope that and the responses back and forth were interesting. Hey, we got to take a quick break, and Ruth Angel and I are here for another half an hour after this with Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460 Grassroots Radio.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for 75 years. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Redding.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Redding.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for the only locally produced afternoon talk show in all of Northern California.
Roberta, you're on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your coming to Reading and taking the interest in finding what is actually going on in our community and listening. I just appreciate you so much.
The Dan Fagan Radio Show, weekdays, 3 to 6 in the afternoon on KCNR 1460.
Bad ready for America's original extreme sports? Well, April 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved,
you award world champion points,
and you pay the highest purse,
well, I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Rob Hope Bank Day. Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital
Little Holyoke on the Ranch tough enough to wear pigtails. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. But hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Love is not the jukebox last night.
Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Bye. Linda is not with us today. She's got pneumonia. But I have Ruth Angel. And
you
know what? I have Ruth here. And Ruth, I'll tell you what, Ruth has been hosting a show on Saturdays along with Kurt Largent for the whole time.
All things real estate.
All things real estate. But I tell you, it's all things and more. It's all things real estate and more.
We definitely talk about
everything.
We talk about everything, yeah.
You do.
All things that affect real estate.
And
including
and
crime.
Yeah, including crime. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say about them except that it's great haircuts, great prices, and it's discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's man's last stronghold. All right. Okay. Cypress Square Barbershop. Right across from the little subway there. I mean, it's cool. Next to those new Sky restaurant there. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Rob, one of the things that we just talked about is the amount of people that are arrested each year.
Uh-huh.
And part of the problem is, I don't see part of the problem is everybody getting arrested because you know, you're arresting, you know, a buttload
yeah.
of them, you know, as we say in the Marines, or we say other words, but that's the closest I could get to making it clean. How many arrests?
We made, over 6,900 arrests last year. Okay. Like 6,964 now. Well, I will say is I ran statistics on repeat offenders.
Okay. That's what I was looking for.
1,135 people were arrested 4,360 times. 62% of our arrests were 1,100 people. So we have talked, you know, a lot about, you know, this core group of people that absorb a majority of the police resources. Now, I will say that our top offenders that were arrested, you know, 25 times, 24 times, they're chronic alcoholics. They're chronic drunks that go to the drunk tank. And so, you know, I don't want to overblow that, but there are a ton of them that are failures to appear. There are ones that are burglars. There are possession of stolen property, theft, and drugs. And I will tell you in looking at what is there, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, the biggest problem that's leading to crime in the city of Reading is methamphetamine, because methamphetamine is highly, highly addictive. It is coming into the community in vast quantities. It is coming in at a very cheap rate, and it's coming in very pure because there's so much of it coming in from Mexico. So we've got methamphetamine that in the last 4 years at street level has gone from about 15,000 a pound to about 13,000 a kilogram.
Okay,
so it's less than half the cost. So people that are on drugs and people that are addicted to drugs, and we're starting to see an increase in heroin as you've cut back on the opiates. People that are addicted to drugs have to steal to be able to support that habit. We've seen it with stolen vehicles. We've seen it with breaking into people's houses. We've seen it with general theft. Methamphetamine is the root cause of a majority of the problems in property crime and everything else that we're having in the city of Reading.
Okay, so then what's being done?
Well, that's one of the challenges. I mean, we just caught four kids from San Jose just about 6 months ago bringing 39 pounds of methamphetamine into Reading. That is a huge problem. That is no longer a prisonable offense.
Oh, excuse me. Wait a minute. Possession of 39 pounds of methamphetamine
those kids are a little different because of the quantity. We actually got the DEA involved. They went to Sacramento and they're facing federal drug charges for trafficking.
They thought they were going to walk.
Actually, you know, the CINTIF guys were saying that, you know, they, They were brazen in the fact that, you know, you don't have enough jail space and we're not, it's not a prisonable offense. So what are you going to do to us? And they said, well, we're going to introduce you to our friends from the Drug Enforcement Agency and you guys are now going federal. And one threw up in a trash can and the other one turned ghost white and they giggled and sent him off with the DEA. So, you know, we do get some satisfaction in being able to do that. But drugs are not a prisonable offense anymore. And you have senators, from San Francisco and other places trying to put forward bills where every drug offense is a misdemeanor. So right now under AB 109, it's nonviolent, non-serious, non-high-risk sex offense.
So if I walk in with a pound of meth and I want to sell it, will I go to jail?
No. You'll go to jail, but you won't go to prison. And this is one of those things that I've argued with these proponents of AB 109 at the state level. They said, well, they still go to prison. They go to county prison. No, it's county jail. Let's not change the name of the building because you want to make some political agenda point.
And here's the next problem that's coming down. And it hasn't happened yet, but it's happening in other places. The lawyers are circling because they're going to say this jail is a jail. It is not a prison. You can't put people in here for more than 2 years.
Well, actually what they're doing is they're going to circle back and they're going to say because you're housing parolees, which are state prisoners, sheriffs are under the same restrictions that the state of California is under this court decree, and they're going to start for type 2, type 3 facilities like the sheriff
has.
They're going to do ADA inspections. They're going to do mental health inspections. They're going to do medical service inspections, and county sheriffs are going to pay the bill for that.
Well, that's what I meant, is that they're going to come back and we either have to meet the requirements or we have to turn them loose or we're going to have lawsuits up the wazoo.
Custody, and I actually told the sheriff the other day that I kind of have the easy job in this. We go arrest people. I don't have to. Custody is a whole different ball game, and you know, thank God for Tomasenko and his folks for doing that because that is not an easy job. And I've actually, you know, told some of the media outlets that I think that would be very telling for the community is to do a profile story on what it's like to be a classification officer at the jail and sit there with them when you have a guy that's, you know, arrested for burglary, robbery, carjacking, and vehicle theft, and it's one in, one out. Who do you keep and who do you let go? Make those decisions. And they do that every time we put somebody to jail. The Redding Police Department alone averages about 20 to 22 arrests per day. In that classification, they get about 40 to 60 bookings per day at Shasta County Jail. And that classification officer has to sit there and say, who do I keep and who do I let go? And look at the total population. It's not an easy
job. So there has to be a long-term. So the only thing that's going to solve this is to cut back on the number of people that get arrested. And I'm not talking I don't mean just don't go out and arrest them. I'm talking about the number of people that get arrested. And so how do you do that? What are some of the things that the city can do? Can it take, is a lot of this from transients that are coming through here?
A lot of it is.
Well then,
A
lot of it is. So what can we do to get the transients out of here? I mean, is there anything, what are other cities doing to be able to move them out?
Well, it was funny you say that because, you know, at the California Police Chiefs Conference, Chief Johnson and I went to one of the sessions and it was on, you know, strategies to deal with the homeless. And that group was, or that class was put on by, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura. Not three poor communities, but communities that are having huge homeless problems. And, so we actually facilitated a meeting with, you know, Jessica Delaney and Danielle Ewart and, Cesar Partida and the folks that are involved in that saying, you know, what are the strategies that we can do to solve this problem? And the chief from San Luis Obispo, probably more eloquently than I have said that we have to stop being an enabling community. We have to stop giving them so much free stuff.
Sanctuary cities, just like you were talking about, that we
attract them. And, you know, what I've been saying is stop giving them free stuff. So he's probably a little more eloquent than I've been.
Way you do that, then stop giving them free stuff is the city has to say, hey, you know what, unless you are I'm just going to use Good News Rescue Mission.
Or the daycare
Or whatever.
The day center.
The day center. Then anything else is gone. You will not do it. You will have to have permits. You will cost you this much money.
Well, you have charities that are good-hearted people, you know, that want to go out.
They feed people all the time.
And feed them in the park. Yeah. Well,
like they do pigeons.
The Good News Rescue Mission feed 3 meals a day.
That's right.
So instead of feeding them in the park, why don't you go volunteer at the Good News Rescue Mission and feed them in a place where they can also get connected with drug rehabilitation and education.
Oh, because it's Christian based. That's part of it.
That's
part
of it. That's part of your car.
But at the same time, you have churches that are going and feeding them in the parks. You have charities that are giving them tents and sleeping bags. I don't think that giving somebody a tent and a sleeping bag is doing something to solve their condition of homelessness. I think you're enabling.
How about if you're going to beg on the street, you got to have a license.
Unfortunately, the California Supreme Court says it's their right to free speech. Okay. So, you know, we're kind of, you know, there's the courts are clamping down more and more and more on what the police can actually do with them. So the purpose of the meeting was kind of to put the social services agencies on the front line of dealing with the problem, because everybody turns to the police. Well, they're a police problem when they commit a crime, but I don't have the social services, capabilities to be able to give them temporary housing or do things to help them solve that condition. So we're trying to create a cooperative strategy there with the social services agencies to try to deal with this. But the other problem is in the Nevada County Union, and I've talked about this at a couple forums that I've talked about, did a whole story on one weekend talking about trimmers that just come in during the marijuana season to pick dope. And they live like homeless. And not only do they live like homeless when they're not, they also suck up the resources that are intended for the homeless. So they're going to go eat at the rescue mission because it's free while they're here for the 3-4 months during the harvest and growing season of marijuana, and they take their dope and they leave. I talked to Ben Reed the other day, who's a retired police captain from Redding, who's now the chief in Elko, Nevada, and he said it's on a daily basis that one of the neighboring agencies along the I-80 corridor arrests somebody from Shasta, Trinity, and Siskiyou County transporting marijuana to Colorado.
So okay, we do have to take a break here and have to throw this one in. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Our friends down on 2539 Larkspur, John Bastiani, prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at very fair prices, which means guns and ammo. And we like that. Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Again, 2539 Larkspur. You're looking for ammo? He's got it. Looking for guns? He's got them. Looking for having your weapons taken care of? Your guns taken care of? John can do it. We'll be right back after these messages. Redding Police Chief Rob Paletti is with us. Linda Bott, we want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. the House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ruth Angel today. It is the 9th of April. It's 54 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today and tomorrow and Friday. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned, family operated. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. That's right. Your local Dodge, Dodge Ram, Ford, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership, they are there to give you a great deal, and their service department is just frankly outstanding. Plus, Cool April Nights is coming, and they're going to have a big show down there like they always do, as they do with the in the rodeo, too.
25-year anniversary, actually.
There you go. Redding Crown Motors, our friends down there. 223-2177. Hey, our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Paletti. And we've talked about – here's the big thing. Do we have a plan? Yes, we have a plan. Is the community – what'd you call it? It's community.
Community corrections plan.
Plan. That the probation officer, the assistant probation officer is in charge of, because our other probation officer, you know.
She's the interim probation chief, but it's the
right.
Community corrections panel that puts that together, and it has social services agencies.
Like a 10-year plan? Is this like a 5-year plan, or is this just a plan?
Right now it's kind of going year to year. I mean, there is a long-term vision as to what we want to accomplish, some of those things. You know, some of the stuff that we're experimenting with, you know, we find year to year, it ain't working. So, you know, God, that sounded a little Southern, didn't it? It's not working. So, you know, we reevaluate it every year and adjust it as it goes forward. Now, we established a plan that can go into the long term with adjustments each year rather than just rewriting a total new plan every year. It's a
long-term strategy.
Well, you shouldn't
have to do it. Should be a long-term strategy. It'd be like a 5-year business plan this is our goal, is to have this many arrests by this year and be able to house this many people.
The hard part is going to come when you talk about, you know, capacity to be able to incarcerate those that won't go along with the program, because incarceration levels are, you know, the facilities themselves are extremely expensive to build. They're extremely expensive to maintain. I just looked the other day at the requirements for a type 3 facility. And
type 3 is what?
Type 3 houses sentenced inmates. There's type 1 through 4. 1 is for only pre-sentence. It's usually small city jails. Type 2, type 3 is the security levels as they go up. But the requirements in Title 15 of the California Code of Regulations are 275 pages long, telling you what kind of mental health you have to provide, what medical you have to provide, their commissary privileges, their discipline privileges. I mean, it's absolutely astounding. And the litigation and liability of custody situations is absolutely astounding. So we're trying to, you know, use GPS bracelets and other things to be effective for those lower level or those that show a less propensity to reoffend. The sheriffs use GPS bracelets to go from about, I think it was 15 or 20% attendance at work release to over 90% attendance at work release. So we're actually working on a system right now with the courts too, to where if we had the staffing, if Melissa called over the executive officer of the courts and say, this person failed to appear, we pick them up that day.
Okay.
So that's kind of the things we're talking about, to kind of reshape Shasta's Most Wanted, that, hey, thanks for turning yourself in. Here's your ankle bracelet. Now, if you don't show up to court,
go forth and be fruitful.
Then as soon as they fail to appear, we go pick them up and we bring them forthwith to the judge.
And what kind of impact are you having?
I think we're starting to have a pretty good impact. I think but you know, we started it, and the statistics coming out of the courts have been so impacted that, you know, they're having trouble gathering the statistics. So we'll see if we're having an impact on that failure to appear rate, which was the intent of the program.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning. Do you have a question for the chief?
I think Chico Paradise is Redding's number one competition, and Yuba City Marysville is number two. I would like to see crime rates for those our closest competitors, comparing those because those are the most meaningful comparisons, and you could get them, I think, from the data before they're submitted from to the FBI. In other words, as you're submitting, your counterpart in Butte County could give you share his numbers with you.
So, well, if you look at, for instance, Chico, and one of the things that Chief Nanfito and I have tried to do is, you know, there's several organizations of police chiefs. Well, the one for this area is the Central Sierra Police Chief Organization, and we went down there and, you know, they hold them in Sacramento, and all they do is talk about the issues in Sacramento, and we didn't really get anything out of that. So once every 3 months, Paul Nanfito and I host the North State Police Chiefs meeting, and we get together for, you know, a few hours and just talk strategy, issues in our cities, and other things. Chico has some issues that Redding doesn't have with the intense college population. So the type of crime that they have is very different than the type of crime that we're having here. Chico's property crime rate went up a little bit, but they're also starting to get a lot more violent crime due to
just last
gangs
weekend.
And
they had four shootings in Chico and Norteños. They arrested three Norteños.
Well, and you know, the city of Chico right now is suffering some budget problems. I don't think that they as aggressively addressed with the reduction of personnel to deal with the budget cuts that the city of Redding did at the forefront. They relied on some city reserves, and those reserves are gone now, and now they're doing, you know, facing the same situations that the city of Redding did with depleted police resources and other things. So, you know, I do look at those. Chico's overall crime rate, I want to say, you know, a crime per population was actually a little bit lower overall than the city of Redding, but on the violent crime side, I think they were actually a little bit higher. But you also have to look at the detail of the statistics. If you look at violent crime in the city of Redding, most of it is domestic violence. And domestic violence is a huge problem here. I still think a lot of the total crime that we have, both violent and property crime, is related to the intense amount of our population that's using methamphetamine.
Okay, well then let's go into that one then. So what kind of programs can we put together that really literally go after the meth problem? And then and you've said this before, domestic violence is a huge problem. There are a number of organizations that address, this violence and trying to break the cycle of it in schools and, you know, in work groups and all this. Should that be, you know, okay, here's our priority, domestic violence and meth, and then kind of let everything else below that?
Well, and that's the discussions that we're having now, and how do we, right now the Bureau of State Community Corrections funds the operating costs of the Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force. The problem we're having with the task force right now is the partner agencies having the staffing level to contribute to the Shasta, to the Narcotics Task Force. But the state is also looking at pulling the Burns-JAG grant funding that comes through the state Bureau of Community Corrections down to counties for their drug task forces because they want to redirect that money to rehabilitation. Now, my argument to that, and Tomasenko's argument, and a lot of chiefs have gone to the Bureau of State Community Corrections, is to say that aren't you going to have a harder time rehabilitating people and keeping them off drugs if there's more drugs on the street because you've done away with all of the enforcement for the drugs? We're fighting that battle right now. We're going to end up using some. We have an alternative funding plan to keep CENTIF in place and keep it operating. But we're arresting people, you know, on a continual basis for, you know, CENTIF is supposed to deal with the larger scale drug operations. The patrol officers are usually deal with the street level dealers.
Right.
The problem is the patrol officers are going call to call to call because we don't have enough of them. And I would love to be able to increase the staffing level to get the CSOs and some more officers so that we can increase the community or the customer service, but at the same time create a street crimes task force that can go out and deal with gangs and street level dope.
One of the questions the Chamber of Commerce is asking its members, are you willing to have an increase in taxes to support public safety? But I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you can take a tax and make
it
specifically.
Yes, you can.
We'll just do a fee.
A fee.
You can create a tax specifically for public safety if you're going to pass a tax that is specific to a certain funding source, it requires a higher percentage to pass.
Well, and the question is then it would be is if people wanted something like that, is what would they get for that money? You know, right. That kind of thing.
And this supporting plan, Sheridan, the Turtle Bay, is 400,000 up. What was it? 700,000 to the city a year?
It's 1.6 million right away goes to the city, right, to the general fund, and then 700,000 a year.
A year.
And it could be less or more but
money.
More money. I think that every one of the people that's running for offices when they come through here is going to have to really come up really strong on what they're planning to do to help with public safety here.
Yeah.
And what their plan is, because we need a united set of leadership at the county and at the city that says, look, let's take a look at this. This crime, meth and domestic violence is breaking our back.
Well, I think they're all interrelated when you talk about the drug problems that we have, the domestic violence problems that we have, the property crime that we have.
Yeah.
If we can solve the root causal level, and that's what community policing is all about, is looking at the root causal level. If we can deal with the methamphetamine, the heroin, and you know, the marijuana is a nuisance complaint because of the smell of the production. Some argue that it's a gateway drug. The sheriff is starting to see, especially the sheriff, the tertiary crimes that come with it because I have it, you want it, you don't want to pay for it, I'm going to defend it, and we get those homicides and things that come because
people are shooting each other.
It is a drug trade. We're not talking about, you know, the person that's growing one plant in their backyard for their personal use. We're talking about those that are growing it for commercial uses.
Right. Okay. Reading Police Chief Rob Play. Next Wednesday, we're going to have Tom Basenko on. And a lot of these same questions are going to come to Tom. And also to everybody that's in a leadership position in the city of Reading, you better be able to start talking to us about things, plans you've got, instead of telling me that you two don't get along.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us today. Hey, Ruth, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're so good. And you and Kurt will be here for the next couple of days.
All right.
And you know what? We can't give up. This will all be the time that we all get together, buckle down, and let's go push for that objective here and, you know, and look at it. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And we're the good guys.
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There is no indication of a motive yet for this morning's slashing attack at a suburban Pittsburgh high school.
She just called me frantically, speaking that some kids got stabbed in the school.
The father of a ninth grader talking to KDKA-TV about the stabbings at Franklin Regional High in Murraysville, Pennsylvania. It's about 15 miles east of Pittsburgh.
The juvenile went down a hallway and was flashing two knives around and injured the people.
Murraysville Police Chief Thomas Seifeld says a 16-year-old student is in custody.
The school principal had interaction as well as the school resource officer who handcuffed him, and he was secure.
20 people, 19 of them students, one a security guard, were wounded in the attack. Seven of the teen victims had to suffer life-threatening injuries. Also at srnnews.com, back on the witness stand today, South Africa.